fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website, and that would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will have the links to stream the show, be all set up. And you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, check out all the great stories, videos, photos, and all of that stuff, post about animals. And there's always great stuff up there. And you can always find something that'll lift your spirits and make you feel good. Great rescue stories. It's amazing sometimes what people do to save animals. And it's wonderful. So check it out. All righty. I am zooming in from home, and it's been raining here all day, but it stopped. And Nathan is holding down everything at the studio, and apparently I sent the rain down to him. Did you say it's raining a bit down there now?
You were starting to see a little bit of misty drizzle type precipitation appearing over Seattle, so it's slowly working its way over, but in the afternoon it's probably when it's going to start getting heavier.
I've got the radar on my phone has changed, and now they give you they show it to you in the future. So I'm looking at the radar, and it's just starting to come into your area, but it looked like it's going to get really wet the rest of the day.
We do have a little bit of a storm system coming over throughout Monday.
Yeah, but it looks like it's going to get really dark green down around your area. You know, that I-90 corridor.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, that's where the convergence zone is.
So that's a ton of rain. So you got to get something done. Do it soon. But take Animal World with you. Anyway, all righty. So it is, the 3rd of April already. Can you believe it? And that means it's the first Sunday of April. And so at Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And I'm assuming that we have on the line one of the people that works harder than anybody else I know to help the animals. And that would be the chief cook, bottle washer, founder of Seattle Dogs Homeless Project. Laura Cook is here. Good morning, Laura, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha.
There she is. Hey. I'm always so delighted to hear your voice because I know you work so hard. How are you doing?
I'm exhausted, but, you know, today's a new day, so...
Well, bless your heart. And I know there's a lot going on in Seattle right now. And I related to, now, of course, your Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. And for anyone that hasn't heard you before, you are a 501c3 nonprofit. And you have a wonderful story. It always impresses me. You and your family found yourself homeless at one point, but once you lifted yourselves out of that situation, you didn't take your dolls and dishes and go off and lead a new life. You are paying it backwards, forwards, and inside out, upside down, and backwards. And you've devoted your life to helping the homeless animals out there. And I just can't thank you enough for that.
Oh, thank you.
But, you come from such an altruistic point, and I think of you all the time. I'm always looking for, you know, we've got to find you a used van or pick up at the canopy or something to haul stuff around. I know that you desperately need that. And, but I've also been thinking about there's so many changes going on right now in Seattle with the new mayor and so forth. And they're dealing with the homeless situations differently now than they were. And so is that affecting the homeless animal population in your work and what's going on down there?
Well, it affects us in the manner if they do what they call a sweep, where they win and move people, then it's, you know, we have to go find where they've moved to. So,
because you're delivering supplies, you deliver, food and supplies and all that kind of stuff. So now when, if they do a sweep, like, you know, we hear about and we see on the news, I would assume that the homeless take their animals with them. It looks like often all their stuff is left behind, but they take their animals with them, don't they?
Yeah. We usually, they're good about that. And just getting, once they've moved from that location, sometimes they're relatively close by still, but other times, they're on, a whole other side of town. So it can be difficult for the people that we do help every week, and makes it, harder on us. But they have been doing the sweeps, and some areas it's definitely needed. It's been needed for a long time. They haven't, since the start of the pandemic, everybody's been pretty much ignored.
Yeah.
And now they're up and doing it again. So, it's twofold. It's good in some situations, and others it's not.
And it's not. Okay.
Yeah. And then it makes it harder, just with supplies, having to, get tents and blankets. And if people don't have enough notice, it can be very difficult for us. We just have to double up.
Amazing. So it sounds like you do, because you go around on a regular basis to different locations around the city, and
right.
and you bring food and other supplies. You provide, leashes, collars, equipment if necessary, and then you also help the human animals, and often are providing tents or coats or blankets or whatever is needed. But it sounds to me like you develop some relationships with certain people that you're seeing on a regular basis. And is that what you're saying? That's what really gets disrupted. If a sweep comes through, that you lose track of some of the people you care about and that you're keeping regular tabs on. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes. And, for whether the person is in a tent, a car, or an RV, the ability to maintain, let's say they have a large dog, and they just can't hold a large bag of dog food, and so we make sure that every animal, regardless of size, has enough to get through that week. And so there are a lot of people that we help on a weekly basis, and then throughout that week there's always a bunch of new faces and new tails wagging that need help, and it is continuously growing.
I'm wondering too, I would assume that the vast majority of homeless people, if they have animals, have dogs. But I think some of them have cats. Now, are there other kinds of animals that homeless in Seattle have that you need to, be caring for? I mean, what's your experience?
So we do dogs, cats, rabbits, ferrets.
Oh, wow.
We've had birds.
Wow.
So, when we first started, we only thought of dogs because that's all we ever saw. And that's what, of course, we had gone through our struggle with was dogs. But we soon found out that there was a vast animal kingdom out there. And so we do maintain supplies as much as possible for all of those various animals. And, it's funny, we had, when we first started, we had a fella that had two ferrets, and I always thought about that. I thought that funny thing. He had them on little leashes and stuff. And then I didn't realize it until recently, but we had a fellow that got housed and he had his little ferret, but he couldn't have it in the place where he got housed.
Oh, no.
And so he prolonged, you know, going inside until we could take on the ferret. And it wasn't until I was going through things that I realized it was the exact same ferret from when we first began.
Wow.
Yes. And so I have to do a post. I'm so behind on posting, but I will, you know, share his story.
You got to tell the ferret story. Yeah.
Yes. And so we got very lucky. A rescue partner of ours up in Winlock, Washington, she had a foster that loved ferrets and ended up adopting the little fella. So it worked out, but it's sad that, you know, you think about this person has, you know, loved and cared for this animal, but it was a choice between keeping him or having housing. And so he chose housing, and we're just blessed that we were able to, you know, provide the gateway for his future. But yeah,
quite well, that's wonderful, but that opens up a whole nother thing. Because we you know, I talked a lot about it over the years, unless you, in which, I don't know, Nathan, you might remember what the big hurricane that really started all of this. Laura, you might remember too, but there's a big hurricane, I don't, you know, in the east, southeast somewhere.
Talking about Katrina, are you?
I think so, that we had, for the first time, we were really aware of how people wouldn't leave because they couldn't take their animals, and they got separated from their animals, you know, and they wouldn't let them on the buses with their animals. And it was after that big hurricane that it all came to light and we realized it. And so a lot all around the country, we started changing and making arrangements so that when we did evacuate or you had to go out, that you were allowed to take your animals, because people realizing that they wouldn't leave without them. But now, so now I'm wondering, Laura, do you know, this conversation's triggering in my mind, the city of Seattle, they're doing a lot of building those little houses things.
Mm-hmm.
Which seem like they're very cool, and that's a really neat thing. But do you know, do they, if someone relocates into a little house, can they take their dog with them or their pet with them?
So the tiny villages have allowed the people to have their animals, and they have,
because they better, or they're going to have Aunt Martha down there screaming.
Yes, and they haven't put a cap on the number, you know, so one person might have, well, Lord help us, but they might have, you know, let's say 8 cats. And then might have somebody else who has, you know, 2 large dogs or 2 small dogs, and they've been able to get into the, you know, tiny homes and stay there. Some of the, you know, during the pandemic, well, towards the very end, they started doing motel vouchers. And some of the motels would allow the dogs or cat, but others wouldn't. Mm. And, you know, majority of our shelters allow animals. But, you know, someone that is trying to get on their feet to go to work or, you know, to school, you can't leave your animal unattended in a shelter environment. So,
many could not take an animal to work, but that wouldn't be allowed.
Right.
Boy, so there's a lot of logistics to shuffle and all of that. And that's one of some of the wonderful stuff about Seattle Dogs Homeless Program, folks, is that Laura does her best to cover all those bases. Say someone, you know, has a homeless person has an animal, if they get an opportunity to go into rehab or maybe it's job training or something, they can't take their animal. Well, Laura's, you know, either they either board the dog or find a foster care or something, but they care for the animals until the person does whatever they need to do and then can be reunited with their animals. And that's just such a wonderful service that you provide. And of course, you know, the veterinary services are certainly not cheap these days, and Greenwood Right. Animal Hospital helps with those, but you have to pay them. And even that can be difficult these days because they seem to be as stressed as all the other veterinary practices around. Right. So you have to be a little persistent to get them to, you know, to be able to pay and donate to the cause.
Yeah.
I'm still working on that, but looks like we've got to take care of our advertisers. So I want to get that in before we run out of time. And then we come back, Laura, let us know, you know, what do you need right now? How can we help? And, you know, what's big on the list? So we will continue more with Laura Cook, founder of Seattle Dogs Homeless Project. Stay tuned so you can find out what you can do to help her. She really needs it. Anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, which we will hear from in person here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to Sita today about what's going on out there. And, of course, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen again. He and Sister Linda will be in the studio next week for free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. And you can check out Dr. Nels and get the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself program through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, please join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you want me talking about you, I'd love to do it. We got great rates and get links on the website and interview on the show. Just send me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call at 360-217-7258. All righty. We are going to wrap up here with Laura Cook is here from Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. Laura, what's on your want list this month? What do you need?
Oh, I always
everything?
A lot. Number one, of course, is We need monetary donations so that we can get our vet bill. We've had a lot of emergency cases, and sadly, we've had quite a few that have passed. And our vet bill is huge. I mean, I don't want to tell you how much, but it's very.
So we need, okay, so contributing, which you can contribute directly to Greenwood Animal Hospital. But you have to, you know, let them know that it's for the Seattle Dogs Homeless Program.
Yeah, fund. Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. They can call in or take in a donation there. Or, of course, they can send it through PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App. And so that would be great. And then a truck or van, of course.
Yeah, anybody, spread the word. We need a used van or truck pickup with a canopy, something that they could use to haul supplies around the city to take care of the homeless animals. And there should be no reason why we can't come up with something like that.
I mean, I just keep hoping and praying, and it hasn't happened yet, but I have faith, and hopefully, you know, because anytime we have to rent a U-Haul, for instance, we had gotten a donation the other day we were so excited about, and I had to rent a U-Haul to get it moved. And anytime we have to do something like that, because it's really the mileage that adds up when you have to rent a U-Haul, but you know, that's $60 right there that can go towards vet care. So, you know, it just has to happen for us.
All righty, everybody. Well, you heard the call. Laura really needs our help. So let's all step up and get some money flowing to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. You can donate directly to Seattle Dogs. And Laura will give us that information here in a moment. Or you can also go directly to Greenwood Animal Hospital, either drop by in person to drop off a donation or call them Monday through Friday. Laura, what's the best way for them to donate directly to Seattle Dogs?
They can go to paypal.me/206dogs, and there they can do a one-time or monthly donation through PayPal, or they can go to you know, see us on Facebook, and they can get our links for the other avenues that we have that people can donate, the Cash App and the Venmo.
Okay, so look for Seattle Dogs on Facebook. Or you can go to paypal.me/206dogs.
Yes.
Excellent.
And
excellent.
People can always drop off, you know, like food. We always need dog and cat food, both wet and dry. And we have a big need for potty pads right now. And, of course, coats. And they can drop that off at A Dog's Dream in both Georgetown and White Center. They'll collect donations for us. And it just would be wonderful. Anything we can get, we're happy to receive the help.
All righty. Well, Laura, thank you so much for the incredible work you do. I just pray that people will step up and get the money flowing to you, and that somebody's going to come up with a truck or a van. We just got to see that happens this year. So anyway, Laura, thank you so much for all your incredible work, and we will talk to you the first Sunday of May.
Yeah. Again. Thank you, Martha.
You're welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty then, we are going to switch gears, and we are going to address the human animal, and one of my favorites, of course, I love to chat with, and she is representing the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and she does the yoga teaching, she does meditation, I mean, she teaches everything pretty much, well, not everything, but a lot of it, anyway, and I adore her. Sita Toko is here. Good morning, Sita, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thank you.
And how are you? Are you at the temple this morning?
I am, yes.
All right. And service went well, I assume?
Yep, we had guest speakers from Ananda Village. It was wonderful.
Excuse me. And I was just, it stopped raining up here. What's it doing down in the Bothell area at Temple? Is it raining or just cloudy down there?
It's kind of sprinkly, but nothing you'd want to put your hood up for.
Okay. So not too bad. Well, be prepared because we've been watching the radar this morning and a big rain is coming. It's not here yet.
But settles my plans. I wasn't sure if I was going to be outside in the garden today or not. Now I know.
Well, according to the radar on my phone, you will not be, or you'll wash away.
decisions get made sometimes.
Speaking of that, because it kind of is that season for washing away and lots of rain, we need stuff to do. And why don't we raise our spiritual vibration in the process? So what do you got going on out at Ananda that will help us do that?
That's a fun segue because we're actually calling the month of April a spring of inspiration.
And
days are getting longer. It's getting a little bit warmer. People are joining more in-person things, though most things are also online. And so it just kind of feels like just kind of an uplifting time and a bit of an opening. And so there's a lot happening, but a couple I might draw attention to would be in the realm of meditation, and then also a wonderful journaling course.
Okay, well, tell us about them. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with meditation. You know what we should, there's a wonderful book. It says Meditation for Starters. Swami Kriyananda wrote it. And what's wonderful is it can be implied as meditation for starters, people who are just learning to meditate. But what if before we made big decisions, what if we did meditation first for starters? And so that seems appropriate to start with. We have a Learn to Meditate workshop coming up four Tuesdays in a row starting this Tuesday. It's in the evening from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m.
This is a starting to meditate class, right?
Yeah.
Well, would you talk to us a little bit about, because I know some people are so, we know that meditation helps with so many things, not to specifically, relaxation and to deal with the stress of the day and all of that be phenomenally helpful. But a lot of people, Sita, don't even think they can do it because they can't. They think, I can't sit still that long. I can't. Mm-hmm. Share with us because you went through that, but now you're a meditation teacher for a long term now. So how did you, if anybody can learn to do this, even if we can't sit still for 2 seconds?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for bringing that up. I don't think we're born meditators in a way. We're all born to meditate. It's within us. But when I first started meditating 7.5 years ago, I would actually grab the bottom of the chair and hold on to it after not very long, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, because I physically couldn't be still. My mind was all over the place. It was really hard and really, what did Yogananda say? Persistence guarantees that the results are inevitable. And so we just have to, if we can meditate for 3 minutes, aspire to meditate for 4. If you can do 4, aspire to meditate to 5. It's all directional. And the beautiful thing is the way we teach meditation here is we give techniques to help the body to release tension. So it's doable for everybody who's sincere and actually wants to do it.
And doesn't that make you feel better, folks? If you're one of those ones that are thinking, boy, I don't know if I could do this. Sita had to hold herself in the chair. She had to hold the chair. She had to hold herself there. She couldn't sit there and listen to her now. She's here all the time on Animal World. She's teaching this stuff and she lives and breathes it. And so sounds like if you can do it, anybody can do it, right?
Absolutely. People will say, I can't meditate because I can't be still. And it's like, well, meditation helps. As a yoga teacher here, I can't touch my toes. And it's like, but
it's all directional. And first you can have your hands toward your knees, then top of your shin. And it's not really what we can and can't do. It's what we aspire to do. And that energy we put out to do it is the real blessing of it. And
and I think that's the wonders about Ananda, like when it comes to either teaching meditation or yoga. It's you always have a way for everybody to participate. And it might be a little different technique or a different position or whatever, but there's always ways to do things. So tell us again, now that we know that even if you have to hold yourself in your chair for the first little while, you'll get through it. Sita did it. So tell us about this Learn to Meditate class again, when and where, all that sort of stuff.
So it's Tuesday evenings for 4 weeks starting this Tuesday evening, and it's hybrid. So it'll be held at the Ananda community in Lynnwood and then also through Zoom. So that's
okay. So that's great. I love to hear that because I'm not ready to come back to public things yet. And so I really appreciate being able to Zoom or stream, you know, whatever it is that's going on.
And most stay streaming or stay doing things on Zoom, because a lot of people have come during the pandemic on Zoom from far away. And so we want to continue to serve that greater community.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the blessings that happened out of the pandemic, isn't it? That you all were forced to have to put everything online. And then lo and behold, all of these new students showed up from all over the world. It's like, there's no issue with distance when you're doing stuff online. So I'm grateful for that, because it means that everything is going to continue to be done both ways. So that's really exciting. So we know we can learn to meditate Tuesdays, 4 weeks starting this Tuesday, either Zoom or at the community. So the physical location would be Lynnwood, and and it's 4 weeks. I assume it's in the evening.
But we also have a meditation group on Tuesday mornings that I lead from 10:30 to 11:30 at the temple here in Fossil, and also on Zoom. And you don't have to have any experience. You can have a lot of experience. And it's just it's a drop-in by donation.
Drop-in, and it's free? Or
yeah,
is there
if you
cost?
Want to make a donation, you can, but there's no charge.
Okay, so that's Tuesday mornings, 10:30 to 11:30. At the Ananda Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway, and you lead that meditation.
Yeah, it's such a fun group. I got a T-shirt from a participant this week. I didn't realize I say this a lot, but they had a T-shirt made that says, "I'm sorry for what I said before I meditated." And it's just to drive home the point of, you know, how much it positively influences our lives, including how we deal with other people.
Yeah, that's for sure. It probably would heal the planet greatly if more people would, instead of reacting, might meditate a moment.
That's right. It's like, what's the appropriate response here?
Yeah, that might have saved the Oscars last week if there had been a brief moment of meditation. Before what we all, anyway, so that's good advice, I think I was reading something recently from Master, Yogananda, and something about, you know, if something triggers you, you know, do that count to three and think of me, I'll help release it for it. And I do that, you know, it helps. It really does.
Yeah, because we have a feeling. And we can think of every reason why we need to stick with that feeling, why we're justified, and it can spin out of control, and then it goes into a reaction that we usually regret.
Yep, this is true. All right, let's see. I'm looking at the clock, so we've got to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour. This is a good time to do that. And Sita is going to hang around, and we will talk more with her about the rest of the great stuff coming up at Ananda. You know, it is springtime, and I think the farm's gearing up, there's all kinds of stuff going on. Anyway, we will talk to you soon. Animal World will continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we are here until noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuPro. Supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. We heard from our wonderful premier sound healer in the area, Jude Ponton, the Whispering Dragon Center in the Greenwood area of Seattle. And she's working on Wednesdays and Fridays now and would love to see you in the gong room for Accutonics or chiropractic or whatever it is that you need. She is a very gifted healer. And boy, did I need her last week. Put me right back into balance. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836. All righty, we're in the middle of a conversation with Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. She's been telling us about beginning meditation classes coming up, and it's a spring of inspiration out at Ananda. And so for more inspiration, Sita, welcome back. What more have you got to inspire us with?
Well, I will share that there is a Journaling to the Chamber of Inner Peace class coming up, an Easter retreat, and then Morley's got two classes coming up, Vedanta 101 and the Bhagavad Gita.
Oh,
what do you want to hear about?
Well, let's at first the journaling class. Is that now that's actually teaching people how to do journaling, it sounds like, huh?
Yeah, it's with Rebecca Davis. She's a PhD and is a very established writer, and it will be 3 evenings in April.
Oh, wonderful. And when we talk about these classes, we can find all of them on the website, can't we, at anandawashington.org?
Yes, that's
anandawa.org. And we do we click on classes, or there's some easy way to figure out how to sign up for these things or get more details?
In the top bar, there's classes. The other option is to scroll to the bottom of the homepage. And there's details of all the upcoming classes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So you would find details, folks, if you want the Learning to Meditate class. That's going to be, you know, Tuesday evenings for 4 weeks. And then we'll have the journaling class. And that's going to be a 3-week class, did you say?
Mm-hmm. April 14th, 21st, and 28th.
14, 21st, and 28th. Sounds great. And then I'm fascinated. Well, you know, I could listen to Morley read the phone book. You know, I love, he reminds me so much of, you know, being in the presence of master. I suppose that's because he's Indian. But, you know, with his accent, it just everything sounds better, I think, to me. And so he's quite mesmerizing. And man, he knows so much stuff. Mm-hmm. And he's the best storyteller.
Truly.
And we know that because he's done a number of shows here on the air with us. But I don't know, you said now he's got a class coming up where he's actually going to be teaching about the Bhagavad Gita, which is like the Indian Bible, sort of, right?
Right. First, he'll do a one-time shot of a class called Vedanta 101 and the Rishis of India. And then the following week, he'll start an 8-week course called the Bhagavad Gita Satsang.
So that sounds like that would probably be a pretty deep dive into understanding this literature.
Yeah, very much so. And not just so much, you know, Morley is very bright, but he makes these deep teachings that could sometimes come across as mere, you know, what's that word? Not philosophy, but erudite. And he makes them very relatable and practical. And just the way he conveys the, you know, the battle scene and just the many things in the Gita, it makes it very relatable.
Yeah, because I've done reading and all of that, and we have some wonderful books on all these subjects that, you know, Swami Kriyananda has done and all of that. But I have to say, when I've been present for Morley when he's teaching one of these things, mm-hmm. I have to say he's helped me understand so much because, you know, not only does he has that incredible magnetism in his voice and his accent and he knows so much, but you're so right. He has a way of telling the stories or explaining things that just make it simple and understandable. So it really is, you won't, if you have an interest in learning about this kind of stuff, Morley's the guy to learn it from, and you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, and the interesting thing too is, you know, he was born in India, and, you know, got his higher education and spent most of his adult life here, and what he's able to do is what, you know, Yogananda's mission was to show that there's really no inherent difference in the higher teachings of the East and the West. And the beautiful thing is that when you do dive into these teachings, into the Gita, you can really connect the threads and it's not so foreign. It can sound really esoteric or exotic or that's not really relevant to my life, but, you know, truth is truth. And it's just, mm-hmm. no matter how it's, you know, explained. And so it's really, there's a practicality to it that's really life-changing.
And you might really enjoy these, even if you are active in another religion. It really does. It doesn't matter. Nanda is very open in accepting all. And isn't that, that's how all of this got started over here. Why Yogananda was sent to America in the first place was to teach us all how similar Western religion is to Eastern religion. And that bottom line is, it's really all the same thing. You know, we're all part of the same family. And so these teachings really bring that all together. So if you're curious, you know, you'll learn the same lessons you learn in the Bible from the Bhagavad Gita sort of thing. And it's quite fascinating to learn that there really isn't a whole lot of difference.
Mm-hmm. Or just, you know, also Yogananda said, you know, whatever your religion is, that whatever it speaks to you or inspires you, just to stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sometimes when we study other things, it helps deepen our own understanding, our own, well, you know, because a lot of times you leave a class and you're just inspired. And mm-hmm. it's that inspiration you can take into all areas of your life. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So anything else going on up there that we need to know about?
There, I probably just, what is it? It's not scratched the tip of the iceberg. It's only gave us.
Yeah. What I'm thinking too, though, is because spring has sprung. So that means stuff has got to be growing out at the Ananda Farms on Kameno Island. And so, you know, the service is every Sunday at the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. And that's where Sita is now. And meditation is at 9 a.m. and the service starts at 10. It's usually over by roundabouts 11:15. And then after service, that's when you can take advantage of the farm stand and so forth. So did you have a full farm stand with all kinds of stuff today, or is that just gearing up now with things growing?
No, we have every week they have whatever's growing fresh. So I think today they might have had, I know they had nettles and greens and spring onions and garlic type things.
Yep.
And, you know, of course they make goat cheese and ginger beer, which isn't an alcoholic drink. It's like ginger ale, I guess. Not ginger ale,
so
all sorts of things.
I think stronger than that. Yeah, so there's all kinds of things, and things are growing, and they're available. So know that you can go to temple on Sunday or even swing by after temple on Sunday, and the farm stand is there and open, and you can take advantage of that and get all kinds of fresh, wonderful produce and all that good stuff. So anyway, it sounds like there's lots to keep us busy.
Absolutely.
And we'll be talking about it more, but I think, you know, you might want to, you know, check out the Ananda Wa or AnandaWashington.org. You can find all the classes and events there. But you can also check out the Ananda Farm site, which I think is AnandaFarms.com.
Yes.
If I'm correct, am I correct on that?
That is right. It has an S on the end.
Yeah. Ananda Farms, and it's a .com, not a .org. Right. Yeah. And so check that out, because there'll be days when, you know, you'll be able to go up and of course, you know, you can get supplies and all kinds of things up there. And of course, all the farmers markets will start and they'll be all over that. But Sita, I so appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today and fill us in on all this good stuff. And hopefully some of our listeners will see you in your Tuesday morning meditation class, maybe.
You know, please say that you came.
Make sure you introduce yourself to Sita, you know, before or after class, and let her know you heard her talking on Animal World. And anyway, you have a wonderful afternoon. Sita, I reviewed my radar for you. And you're talking gardening at the community?
Yep.
Later?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you might luck out. It looks like you might just not get as dumped on as everybody else.
I think, you know, I'm looking out the window right now and there's no rain.
Well, that's because it's not here yet, but it's coming because I can see it. Okay. But when I looked at how it's laying out, you might get spared slightly compared to some of the rest of the people around. So anyway, good luck and have fun in the garden if you do. And thank you so much for spending time with us. here on Animal World. And I don't know if it'll be you or, but it'll be somebody from Ananda next month. And we'll look forward to find out what's going on in May. And, you know, spread my love around to anybody you see that I know. And I look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you, Martha.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Well, gosh, Nathan, we have wrapped up another Sunday here. And I wanted to tell you, I didn't have a chance. I didn't tell you that I have spring right outside of my window. You know, and you know, I have my bright, I've got a bright purple glass hummingbird feeder and a bright yellow pineapple and then a blue one. But I live in the forest and I have trees all around, and I can't really grow good flowers and all the spring stuff. But I have a friend, Nathan. She brought me this week. I have on my little patio table that's right in the patio, right outside my office window, a big, huge bouquet of blooming forsythia. That's the beautiful yellow. Okay. And then a little vase below that has little daffodils and heather, purple heather and yellow and orange daffodils from her yard. So I look out my window, I see the hummers and the feeders and those flowers, and it's spring here, but I didn't grow any of it. So how fun is that? So I know I don't get all that spring stuff because I don't have the sun for it. I'm in the forest, but my friends bring me flowers. So I am grateful. And let's see. So we are wrapped up on this week's edition. Next week, second Sunday of the month, we are back on schedule. And that means it's best neuroenergetic balancing Rasmussen reset and energy code Sunday, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Sister Linda Rasmussen, Stacy will be with us. So we'll all be back in the studio, and we will be taking your phone calls for the entire show and free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. Now, are you wanting to say something, or is that
just
a signal?
1 minute left.
Well, yeah, right. That's what I just want to make sure, because I'm not right there. Anyway, I am real excited that we get to do a show with Nels and Linda again, because we missed them last month. The following week, the third Sunday of April, I believe it's the 17th, Natasha's taking the week off because Walter and I are going to do my next teaching show. And oh boy, I get to do all the communication stuff. So if you ever wondered, I teach all the love of physical body language, vocal tonalities, and the interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. So be sure and mark your calendar for that. Nathan, thank you. We are out of here. You guys have a great afternoon. Take care of the animals. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.